listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Welcome into the second half of our show today. Again, a big thanks out to Lieutenant Governor John Sanchez. John served our state for many, many years, not just as the Lieutenant Governor, but in the legislature and working up in Washington on our behalf. And Brian Ollerid, always a special guest. And right now we're going to have a little fun. We've got Team Chaplain Roger Holian and Head Coach Danny Gonzalez of the University of New Mexico Lobos. Gentlemen, welcome to ABQ Connect.
Thank you. It's good to be here. Hey, guys, how are you doing today?
We are fabulous, fabulous. Coach Gonzalez, I want to start right with you. We've only got a half an hour, so I'm not going to waste any time here. Tell us about Danny Gonzalez, your family, and your road to becoming the head football coach.
Well, you know, I was born and raised here in Albuquerque. Went to Valley High School, graduated there in 94. Walked on at the University of New Mexico on the football team and was eventually able to earn a scholarship. Played for both Coach Dennis Francione, our defensive coordinator, my junior, sophomore junior year was Gary Patterson, the head coach at TCU. Mm-hmm. And then Coach Long was hired my senior year, and I played for him my senior year, Bronco Mendenhall being the defensive coordinator. And when I was done playing, I was working at Bank of America, had planned on just staying there. I got my undergrad degree in business, was going to just see where that took me, and Coach Long asked me if I wanted to be a graduate assistant football coach. And I jumped at the opportunity, and here we are 20 years later, now the head coach of the University of New Mexico. I mean, I'm very blessed. I have four children. I met my wife, Sandra, who's just unbelievable, amazing woman, and great mom, great best friend, wife, you name it. And our boys are 21 and 19. Our second one goes to ASU. He'll be joining us here in the next couple days since they've closed their campus. And then we have two little girls. 5 and 7, and then our oldest, 21, Cole, he's moved out here to Albuquerque, so we're all back together. It's good.
Well, that we're glad to have you here, and I am particularly excited because I am, even though I am a former Lobo basketball player, I am equally, if not more, excited about Lobo football because I've always enjoyed it as a fan. I went to watch your defensive coach and your former head coach when you were playing, Rocky Long. I played with him or I watched him play, and then no sooner than I watched him play than he became a student teacher at El Dorado High School when I was a freshman in high school. And one of his loves was to play hoops, and we always played hoops, and it was a great time. So, Danny, who are the people that have spoken into your life, coaches, parents? Tell us about those people who are big influencers in your life.
I mean, first and foremost, it starts with my parents. My dad was big into sports growing up. We had a very competitive household. So, I mean, the competition has been since I was young. We grew up, I mean, faith is a big, big, big part of our family. Mm-hmm. Grew up in the church and know that God has a plan, and that's why we're here today. And then as we go, he taught me some of the greatest lessons that I have of coaching, about the not yelling aspect. If you want people to pay attention, you don't yell at them. It's easy to tune you out if you yell and talk and teach. And there's times to coach and coach hard and get after them, but you don't have to demean. And, I think I learned that early on from my father. Mm-hmm. And then as I got into coaching, Coach Patterson, Gary Patterson, the head coach of TCU, he was a big influence when I was playing. I mean, I used to sit in as many meetings as I could with the defensive staff, in my college days. And he used to tell me all the time, I think he was the initial one to plant the seed in my head that I was going to be a coach. He used to give me that all the time, you know, Coach, Danny, you're going to make a good coach one day. And then when Coach Long and Coach Mendenhall came in my senior year, they were just a blessing. I mean, they took me, Coach Mendenhall especially, took me under his wing. I mean, I spent a greater time of 3 years just doing everything I could to soak up as much as I could like a sponge from him. And that was when I was a GA, it was back in the day when the GAs, they picked up the kids from school, they picked up dry cleaning, they washed the car, they changed the oil. I mean, you name it, I did it. And I'm better for it because of it. And to have the opportunity to learn from those guys was just amazing.
Well, I know you're anxious to get going, and it's going to be literally impossible for any of us to predict that. But I want to go now to Roger a little bit. Roger, was a team chaplain when Rocky Long was the head coach, and now I understand that he's going to be helping to encourage your players in a similar way. Roger, tell me about that position.
Well, essentially just, I've known Coach Gonzalez since he was my son's age, because him and my son played together when they walked on for Dennis Francione. And I've always had a great love for Lobo football. And years ago, I met with Rocky Long, his second year, the previous team chaplain, Colley Garcia, had to leave and asked me if I wouldn't mind doing it for a year. And I met with Rocky, Coach Long, and he was very open to it. He understood. He told me this is very important to a lot of the young athletes to come there, because a lot of them, frankly, come from church-going families. And so I just served for 13 years. In some instances, I paid my own way to go on these flights. And my wife would make we've had team players over for Thanksgiving. Gail would make them banana nut bread by hand, and we would just serve the coaching staff. And when I heard Danny, Coach Gonzalez, got hired, I was just ecstatic, because I could not think of a better person to help lead lead the charge, so to speak, kind of a reset of the Lobo football program. And I've just always loved the program, and I just wanted to serve the coaching and serve the players. We live in a day where there needs to be a lot of faith. These young men are going through a lot, and frankly, I'm just there to serve them and just encourage them, speak into their lives, help teach them the differences between right and wrong behavior, building character. It's more like a character coach, to be honest with you. You know, when you're 58, you've learned a lot.
Yes.
And I look back, and I've made a lot of dumb mistakes, and I try to help players not prevent from making the mistakes we all made growing up, kind of thing. So.
Yeah. Great. It's neat to see you involved, Roger. I know how much you love football. I know how much you love New Mexico. And Coach Gonzalez, when I read, well, I was actually at the Lobo game, where you were introduced as the new head football coach, which was really exciting. And I was just thoroughly, frankly, just jacked up, because I thought, wow, we finally hired one of our own. We've got somebody that's going to come in. And then it was like a storybook, because a gentleman that was your head coach at one time, he worked with you and mentored you at San Diego State and encouraged you to go to Arizona State. And then the first thing that happens when you get a head coaching job is he comes and applies to be one of your assistants, Rocky Long. And I got to tell you, this is storybook stuff. This is amazing. Our community is absolutely, totally charged up, and we can't wait to see this get started.
Well, that's exciting to hear, and I'm extremely honored that Coach Long was willing to join me on this journey. I mean, you said it. He has been the most influential football mind in my career. I mean, he really, throughout the 20 years that we were together, I say this all the time, and he kind of bats at me for it, but he really protected me in this business, and this business can be rough. He really, every opportunity I had, we looked it over together, and there were times where he would just tell me, you know, this ain't the right one, Danny. Just be patient. The right one's going to come. You just have to, we have to trust in the process, be patient. And like you said, when Arizona State came, he said, you know, I think this is the right time, and you need to go on your own. And I had a wonderful 2-year experience with Coach Edwards, who's a great man and a great man of faith himself. And when I got the job offer, when I got the first call that they were interested and they wanted to come out to Phoenix and meet with me, my first call was to Coach Long, and I told him, and oh, he was really excited for me, and I told him at that point right there, I said, Coach, if this happens, I would love for you. Now, he was still the head coach of San Diego State at the time, but I told him, I said, Coach, if this happens, I would love for you to join me. I mean, I know where you're at, and I know what you've been, but this would be just, you can help me do this. We can win championships. We know we've done it at other places. Let's do it at our place. And he told me at first, he's like, Danny, you know, you don't need me. This is your time. I really want you to get this job. I told you almost 15 years ago that you would be the head coach here at the University of New Mexico. And so we played the process out. And then when they offered me the job, it was the day before San Diego State came to the New Mexico Bowl. I called him and told him, Coach, they want to do this. They want to make me the head coach. And he was so excited on the phone. And to see him the next day was just unbelievable. And so I started from that moment on, pecking away, just pecking at him to try and get him to come and join me until he finally gave in.
Well, I think that is a good, that's one of the best stories. This is a great sports story when there's no sports going on. And I did mention to you that I got to know Rocky Long when he was a student teacher at El Dorado High School right after his senior year in 1971. So in the spring of 72, he was student teaching at El Dorado, and his best friend and I believe his brother-in-law, now passed away, Larry Corpitz, was also a student teacher there. Two great athletes, played basketball with him every day. Rocky Long said something to me personally when I was 15 years old. He looked right at me and he says, "You will never be a champion until you hate losing." In your opinion, Coach Danny, what's the key to winning?
Oh, I agree. I think it starts there. I mean, it's a funny story you tell about Coach Long at El Dorado. He brags about that year of coaching, and that was his first year in coaching, and he knew he was going to be good at it because he coached the freshman football team and basketball team. They went up. El Dorado was the largest school in the state at that time, and so they had all the best players, but he talks about how great a coach he was his first year right out of the gate. So that's a great story to hear him tell. And he talks about you, and I mean, he talks about the guys that, I mean, you had a bunch of size, and the varsity coach told him, "No, you're going to keep those guys because in about 4 years they're going to be really good," and they were. But he's instilled that same belief in me, and I think it really pertains to everything that you do in life. If you're not willing to put everything out there and put it all on the line to win or to compete, then you're not really invested. If when you lose, if it doesn't just hurt in your gut and just, if you put everything into it and you lose, it should hurt like no other. Mm. And that'll force you to drive and fight to never have that feeling again of losing, because just like everything else, losing is a habit. So is winning. And if you get used to it and you get complacent with losing, then it becomes no big deal. It doesn't hurt. Mm. So if you have that fire in your gut when you lose, that it just kills you. And I say it all the time. I hate losing more than I enjoy winning. And I don't know that that's a great thing to have a characteristic, but it's the reality of what it is. I'm so driven to win that I hate losing, and I think I got that instilled from Coach Long.
Yeah. How has the game of football changed from the time you played and over the years you have coached, Coach Gonzalez?
Oh, it's changed dramatically. Both the rules, the physicality of it, and then the style of football that we play. I mean, 20 years ago when I first got into this, the game was a little bit more violent. The rules were a little bit, you could be a little bit more aggressive. I think they're trying to do the right thing for our game to keep it safe. As a defensive coach, it drives me crazy sometimes because I feel that all the rules are made for offense, but they really are. The guys in charge of the game and the older ones are really trying to protect our great sport, because I think it's a special sport. It's not easy. If it was easy, that there'd be 1,000 guys out there playing it, which there's not. It's a select few. You can tell from a young age if a kid's going to be really good at football or not just by their personality and how they play. And Pop Warner and Yaffle, the Young American Football League, you can kind of see who the aggressive kids are. Mm-hmm. But they're trying to protect our game, and so I'm good with that. And I think the NFL has done a great job of trying to get to the young coaches and teaching them the correct way to tackle, the correct way to block, and it'll make our game better. And then the style of play, I like to call it basketball on grass. spread offense that everybody seems to run nowadays. You know, they try and use the full 53 and a third yards of the field wide, and they try and go fast and tempo people. And so the great challenge for defensive guys is to stay ahead of them one step. And I think Coach Long has done the best job of anybody in the country of staying ahead of that revolution. And we have numerous people that want to come in and visit what we do every year, both when I was at San Diego State, at Arizona State, and now here at the University of New Mexico. They want to come in and see how we're trying to stay ahead of other offenses. So that style, those two things, is really how the game has changed over the last 20 years.
Well, I know watching Rocky Long defenses, bodies are always flying. So when we come back after this break, we're going to ask you a little bit about offense and defense and the perfect ingredient for a Lobo football player. We are on the phone this afternoon with New Mexico head football coach Danny Gonzalez and chaplain Roger Holy. And stay with us on ABQ Connect. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is John Chitwood with Southern Boulevard Automotive. Has God shown you that there are things in your life that need to be changed and fixed? Generally speaking, we all have these things in our lives in one shape or another. The difference is if we take care of them right away or not. In the automotive repair world, I've seen this over and over. Catastrophic failures due to people not fixing small issues with their vehicle right away. Here at Southern Boulevard Automotive, we take care of all your vehicle's repair and maintenance needs. We are ASC Master Certified and AAA approved. We are located in Rio Rancho on the corner of Southern and Western Hills across from McDonald's. Our phone number is 892-2300. That's 892-2300. And we have free towing to our facility for repairs. Just ask for details. And with those things God is showing you that you need to change and fix, please don't put it off and let these small issues in your life become catastrophic failures. Jesus stands beside you ready to fix all that is broken in you if you will just simply ask him to do so. And he's already paid the price for the repair.
Quality, experience, personal service. Dom Garcia Realty, placing the interest of others first.
So we weren't ready to sell our home, but we did need to move. So we needed to find a realtor who also did property management. One of the things that was important to us, to my husband and I, is that we started putting our money where our mouth was and hiring someone who is a believer, hiring someone who is a Christian. It was maybe a week, that he came over to our house, toured it, and got the contract signed. I would say, overall, Dom was efficient. He was available, quick, easy. I didn't have to worry about a thing.
We are a full-service broker that includes working with buyers and sellers, renting, leasing, management, whether residential or commercial.
Dom Garcia Realty, 899-4644, 899-4644.
Se habla español.
We are back on ABQ Connect. Head football coach Danny Gonzalez on the phone with us and chaplain Roger Holian. And before we get to Coach Gonzalez about what's happening with offense and defense, I want to ask Roger a question as kind of the character coach, chaplain kind of role. And I know you're not officially on staff, but that's a volunteer thing that you're doing just because you love the program and you love kids. Roger, what's the toughest thing for kids that are traveling away from their families when they get to college?
I think that's a good question, especially with different personalities. If you have certain personalities, we used to have a guy named Brian Johnson. He used to come over to our house, and he was very outgoing, phenomenal player. But then you have your introverted players. But building a community was really critical as far as developing a relationship with them from a personal standpoint, because they do get homesick. And what happens is this is why building a community and a family and an atmosphere is critical, because they need somebody there. They miss their family. And a lot of it depends on how close they are to their family. And you have some kids that would come out of Dallas, really rough area, and I've done is a previous global chaplain. I've been with things, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But you really try to them, encourage them, point them in the right direction, and more importantly, developing a relationship where you really care. And I got to tell you, man, I used to watch Rocky Long. And if you watch Rocky Long, he treats the smallest trainer up to a doctor or university president all the same.
Yeah.
And that used to blow me away how I would watch it. It was amazing. Years ago, we used to have, we had cords, a cordless system. So, you know, if you get the grunt work, you got the cords. I always got the cords.
Yeah.
I'd be holding Rocky's cords or Coach Mendenhall or one of the coaches. And Rocky would always reserve his cords for a young kid. And he always made sure that young kid got his cords. And I told that story in Madison. Madison, who's UNM spirit director, told me one time on social media, "That's my brother." And it's just a small community. If you look at the Coach Gonzalez has brought, Troy Reffitt, Jason Linsmeyer, Derek Warheim, all these players have something invested in the program. They've all either played here or had previous experience here. a lot of blood, sweat, and tears. They want to be here. They want to build a program.
Yes.
But I really believe that Coach Gonzalez is going to build that Lobo family atmosphere. And for all your listeners that are listening to this, please, by all means, we encourage you to go to Go Lobos and get season tickets and support this program. You're going to be surprised, pleasantly surprised. I'm really, really excited about all of his coaches, the staff, the players, everything from Eddie Nunez, the athletic director, university president. They're all in on this, and we just need the community to be all in as well.
Yes. Great, Roger. You sold us, man. Absolutely. Coach Gonzalez, what's the plan on defense?
Well, we're going to be first, thanks, Roger. I really appreciate that. I mean, Roger's been very influential in my life from the time. I mean, I was very close with his son, Daniel. We played together here at UNM, and just watching Roger over the years, and I'm so excited to have him back a part of the program and helping us out. He knows what we're going to do on defense. I mean, we're going to be aggressive. We're going to be fast, downhill, innovative. We'll be out of the 3-3-5 that we've been traditionally forever. And all that is really is a number on paper. I mean, we're going to put our best 22 players out there. We'll find the top 11 and then back those guys up. And we're going to be a very active, stunting move up front. We are a gap cancellation defense. We don't control gaps by telling guys they're assigned to gaps. We move them around. We give them a lot of freedom to play ball.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to put the best 11 out there that are going to traditionally be a top 15 team in the country.
Wow. Batman, I am just... I'm the hair standing up on the back of my neck. I'm so excited about this. Coach Gonzalez, tell us the perfect ingredients for a Lobo football player.
You know, I mean, first and foremost, we recruit student athletes. I mean, they are the student first, and they've got to be people that are well-driven. They have to be high character. I mean, we do a really good job evaluating who they are because I think team chemistry is a vital component to being successful, and you can have one bad apple ruin the whole bunch. So we try and get those recruits around our kids as best as possible. We want them to be productive citizens of Albuquerque. I mean, the majority of the football players that come here, they become Albuquerque citizens for the rest of their lives, and, mm-hmm. and I love it. My short time being the head coach, I've had so many former Lobos come over that I either played with or coached that still live here that it's an amazing deal. So they have to be high characters. They have to be good football players. That size and speed and all those things, if they're not good football players, that stuff doesn't mean anything. So they have to be good football players. The greatest ingredient to being a good coach is to have good players. I mean, it
yes.
doesn't matter how good you are schematically. If they can't play, you're not going to win. So they've got to be good football players, and then they've got to play hard and be ultra, ultra competitive. I mean, we want the program to be known for being so competitive that when people leave, they know that we've left everything out there and they don't want any more.
Yes. Coach, I don't know if I can phrase this question correctly, and I'm going off script a little bit, but you're a man of faith. Roger is a man of faith, and I know that you have players of varying different beliefs. You may have some Muslims, you may have some atheists, some agnostics, some Christians, etc., but I know that as a Christian man, you are going to love every one of those kids exactly the same. And their parents have entrusted them to you because they know that about you. And that's the amazing thing that I believe about people that really love Jesus is they are people that will serve others no matter what. And I already get the feeling that you're ready to do that. And that's one of the things that's going to bring the team together. But I want to ask you about how can the church, how can the faith community come alongside you? Because I believe that all of us have exactly the same commitment. We're not going to be proselytizing. We're going to be loving on people and talking to them. And sure, we might be sharing our faith, but we're not going to do that in an obnoxious way. Somebody asks us, we're going to tell them, but we're going to meet the needs of people. How can the faith community come alongside you and support you as you build this program?
I think you used the word best. I mean, support. We all believe in each other. It's just like the ordeal we're going through right now. We're all in this together. We're all on the same team. And I have a strong faith belief. I mean, we're all people of God. And the way that I've dealt with in my coaching experience of what you said, there's different faith-based kids that we have on our teams. And
I think I take that opportunity to educate myself the best I can. I mean, I love having those conversations and what beliefs they have and why they have them, and share my beliefs and why, where I've been through in my life, and how God and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ has helped me become who I am, as to where I am. He protects my family. He protects everything in my life, and how grateful I am for it. I ask the community to stand by us. I mean, believe in what we're doing. I say it all the time. For us to accomplish the goals that we want to accomplish around here, it's going to take everybody. Mm. And all we want them to do is just be a part of it. I mean, you, just like you asked earlier on, we want them to be invested. We want them, and I know this for a fact, when we lose, when the Lobos lose, whether it be football, basketball, baseball, women's soccer, it doesn't matter the sport, people in Albuquerque hurt. Mm. And if you don't hurt, then you don't care. So we want that support. We want everybody fully invested. We want everybody to be a part of it, and put all your chips on the table for us. And if you do that, we're going to put a product out there that you're going to be proud of. They're going to be good kids. They're going to play hard. And if we teach them the right way, we're going to win a whole bunch of games around here, and we'll celebrate championships as a city and a state of New Mexico.
Coach Gonzalez, where are you right now? I know you can't mention specific kids you're recruiting and things, but I know you signed some early people. You had them all ready for spring football, and then spring kind of got interrupted. Is the NCAA right now considering any time or discussions about when this could all start up again, or is it all play it by ear?
You know, it's kind of play it by ear. I mean, I've been involved in a bunch of meetings over the last few weeks that, I mean, the date keeps getting extended. I think where you see some positive things happening with Major League Baseball, with MLS soccer, I mean, those guys are talking about having, whether stadiums, baseball teams are using the stands as the dugout so that they're still practicing the social distancing. Mm-hmm. MLS seems to believe that the curve will have done by the end of May, and they can start their full season. So we're taking those positives, but as of right now, we're doing everything virtually. We're doing it all on Zoom with meetings. Our position coaches are able to meet with the kids once a week, and that's more so just to see how they're doing, check in with them, make sure they're healthy, make sure they're doing okay. And they're still students right now. School, even though they're not attending class, they're still having class. And so we have to make sure that they're staying on top of their studies, because first and foremost, like I said earlier, they are students. And if we don't get them out of here with a degree, we failed them. And I promise all their parents, we're not going to fail them as men. We're not going to fail them as coaches. They're going to leave here with a degree and better people. And that's kind of where we're at right now. We're waiting for the next deadline. I'm hoping, my big goal is that if everything can kind of get back to by June 29th, we can get back to some kind of organized activities. That'll give us plenty of time to get ready for the football season when we kick off August 29th against Idaho State.
Man, that sounds great. Can't wait. Tell us one last question is tell us a little bit about your staff and the people that you've brought in with you.
I think the most important thing about our staff, and I'm really proud about the staff that we assembled. I think they're great people. I'm a big, big believer, and I got this from Coach Mendenhall. You've got to work with people you like and that you trust. It doesn't matter how good they are. If you don't enjoy being around them, it's never going to work. There's always going to be that contention. So everybody on our staff, I have known in some capacity for some time, whether I've worked with them, I've known them through professional visits, or competed against them and had that relationship on the road in recruiting. But they're good fathers, they're good husbands, they're good men. Mm. And I'm not afraid to talk about my faith. I mean, I'm very proud of my love for Jesus. And like you said, and I like the point you made earlier, we're not going to shove it down anybody's throat, but I'm proud of who I am and what he's done for me. And we've got a bunch of believers on our staff that really put out a good message. But like I said at the beginning, they're great fathers, great husbands, and great men.
Coach Gonzalez, I am so blessed that you could join us today, and I appreciate Roger Holian, chaplain and character coach with the New Mexico Lobo football team. I'm praying for you guys. I'm hoping this COVID thing goes away. We all need some fun watching some great New Mexico football. Thank you, gentlemen, for joining us today.
Thank you.
I'm honored that you have me on. And Jim, I'm going to take it back a little bit. I mean, I grew up here in Albuquerque. I'm an Albuquerque kid, and I used to enjoy listening to you and Jim Lowell broadcast the Lobo basketball games on KGFW, and those were the great memories of mine. I mean, even you being a great player before I was able to know what Lobo sports was, but seeing all the replays and then hear Jim Lowell talk about you, I'm honored to be on with you today. Thank you for all the wonderful things that you do for Lobo football and for our community.
Thank you, Coach.
Do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KNKT. If you missed any or part of today's show, get the free podcast at abqconnect.online.